Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers. Hi, and welcome to TGSTS Revisited, where Em and Mo revisit some of our favorite episodes of all time. So stay tuned and enjoy. Cheers. That's been programmed into me. And so that's how I feel when I hear that word. I don't want to hear somebody say, I have a primary. I am the primary.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Why? If I'm with somebody, I'm the primary.
I'm the only.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Yeah, that's a good point. Primary and
probably
only.
Number one when you got 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
Exactly.
I am the only.
Hey girl, what's up?
Not a whole lot. It's been a crazy day.
How so?
Just busy, you know, life. How's your day been?
Same. So I feel you. Same stuff, different day.
Well, I'm glad we got time to fit in this little chit-chat session.
Me too. What are we talking about?
Well, today is a fun topic. We are talking about polyamory.
Ooh,
that big love,
yes.
Love.
What's that?
Do you want to tell everybody about the research that we did on this topic?
I just asked you. You didn't hear me. I said, what's that?
Oh, Lord. Well, it has been one of those days, hasn't it? We had the opportunity to interview, an acquaintance of Mo's who practices or is polyamorous. I don't know if it's, I still am coming away without an idea of whether it's an identity or it's a practice, but we had the chance to talk with her, kind of get some questions answered and just kind of learn a little bit more about polyamory since all these people on Tinder or whatever try to get you roped up into their polyamorous relationship.
Right. I don't know. Well, at least they like me, so
hey.
I don't know. I haven't.
Be that unicorn.
I try to... Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know. So, unicorn, right? That's like the single woman who would join as the third in a polyamorous
throuple. No, it's not a throuple.
Relationship, right?
I don't know. What? How? First of all, how do you feel about it? Would you be open to polyamory? Is that something? Because it sounds like from our dating episode, that's not what you're looking for. I mean, would you be open to it? I mean. What are your feelings on it?
I mean, at this point, I go back and forth. I mean, I'll talk to people because it's like the most intelligent, witty, cute guys are always poly.
Yeah.
Like you read this whole, and they do you dirty too.
They put it
today
at the
I
bottom.
Saw a guy, he had all, right, he had all these cats and stuff. I was like, yes, cute guy, nerdy.
Educated, yeah, he had that
cats,
education.
Educated.
Beautiful smile.
And boom. Yeah. Polly.
Yep.
Like, dang.
Put that up
think
top.
I'm at a point in life. Yeah, right. Put it at the top or at least give me, like, I wish there was an app where I could scrub for it. And it's like, for me, it's a personal thing because I haven't had a lot of experience dating. And so, like, I want to experience a monogamous relationship to see how it is. I don't even know how would I act, you know?
Why do you want why do you want to experience that?
Because I just want partnership. I want to see how it is to interact with someone, the vibe off of each other, to see like how it, I don't know how it is. Like I want that experience. And then from there I can say, okay, I want more of this. Let me, open this up. I don't know. But you know, it's like, I just want to experience it because it's something I haven't. So it's, I can't even say, like we talked about reality TV the other day. And like, what I realized is a lot of these shows are based on childhood ideals.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't know. So I just want to date someone, have that partnership, have that intimacy, and see how I feel. Like, am I comfortable? Am I able to communicate effectively?
Mm-hmm.
Is he or whoever, are they able to communicate effectively?
Right. Like, you just want to experience
so just
that.
Like all kinds of things. Yeah. And then from there, maybe I'll be like, okay, this is cool. Well, I can have more of this. and I can still have you on the side. But it's like, for me, I just don't feel like that would be the case, because even in dating, once I find someone I like, it's really hard for me to switch it up between even just talking to people, because I'll get into a groove, especially someone when I'm in a good groove with. I don't want to talk, like, I don't want to date other people.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me at all. And so I'm like, is that my codependency, or is it just like a normal thing? Like, so that I'm doubting myself.
One thing I didn't really enjoy or I have a hard time with when I speak with people who are poly is that there seems to be a level of condescension to those of us that are monogamous. Like, we haven't unprogrammed ourselves, or we haven't freed ourselves from this patriarchal system that's holding us down, like all this stuff. And it was, it can be sort of offensive. I mean, for me, if somebody wants to practice polyamory, that's fine. It doesn't impact me any, you know, do you, whatever. I don't understand it. It doesn't have a place in my life. I'm like what you said just now, if I find someone, obviously my husband, that I love, care about, right? I mean, obviously I'm in a monogamous relationship, but if I find somebody that I love and I care about, I'm putting my energy on that, on him. I think the idea, and I've talked to my husband about this, just his thoughts on polyamory, and we are on the same page, which is probably why we are okay. We do well together, but
yeah,
attraction doesn't always need to be acted on. I feel like you are going to be attracted. He and I are married. We love each other very much. We are attracted to each other, but I would not fault him for being attracted to a beautiful woman who walks by, and he wouldn't do the same if I found somebody, you know, attractive out wherever we are. In my definition of relationship, attraction exists. Sometimes it's nice to know that someone's attracted to you, that's not your partner, mm-hmm. whatever, but it doesn't mean you have to act on it. And I don't understand the idea that that's one of the main reasons why you would have a polyamorous relationship, is because you have attraction to many people, which is normal and natural. It's just that you don't have to. I mean, I guess you can if that's what you want to, but don't talk down to me because I'm choosing not to act on all of those attractions.
So I believe, because I heard the same words and I didn't feel like I was being talked down on. So I wonder what is the attachment to make you feel like it was being talked down? Because those are pretty common words. You hear it in different communities when you talk about deprogramming. It's basically saying the way we're raised up to see the standard things. For instance, back in the day, people might have said that about homosexual relationships, like, oh, you got to get deprogrammed. So I can understand with that. And I didn't take any offense to it, maybe because I know the person and so know how to speak. But when I think about the whole poly thing, it makes me think about the animal kingdom. Like, who all is monogamous? That's very rare, right? In the animal
penguins
kingdom.
I think
we're
mate
animals,
for life.
So
we are animals.
There are a few, right?
We are I mean, there are a few animals that do mate for life. We are animals, sure, but we also have reason. We also have an elevated level of intelligence. I don't think that everything is just baseline what's physical, because that's what animals do. It's physical. I need to mate. I need to procreate.
It's chemical too.
Yeah, well,
hormonal.
That's physical, right?
Physical. Yeah.
But we attach a thought process to it, and of course we all approach things with different thought processes, but I know that there is more to polyamory than physical relations. I know that, you know, from our interview, I know that there can be polyamorous relationships where it's based on an intimacy of knowing somebody and the non-physical aspects of relationship. I understand that, but for me, I view that as a friendship, not a relationship, in quotes I'm putting. The sex.
So what is a relationship?
I mean, a relationship is just two people relating, I guess, right? I mean, you can have good relationships, bad relationships, right? I mean, isn't that just, you break it down?
But you said it, the friendship wasn't a relationship, so that's what I was trying to understand for myself.
Talking about romantic relationships, I think that there is a huge, that sex is a huge defining act to me. It's not something I engaged in casually. It's not something that for me is, and I know that that's not everybody thinks that way. So if it is something that's casual or doesn't hold the amount of weight that it does for me, then I can understand how polyamory may be easier to practice and to embrace into one's life. But for me, it does carry a lot of weight. And it's a tie that that connects two people on a deeper level than friends or siblings or any other person that we may love in our life. So that's why I kind of, that's not something that I would share with multiple people, because it's a very serious connection that you have.
I think it's part of our upbringing too. I mean, absolutely. We're both confirmed Catholics.
Absolutely.
So
I absolutely.
I mean, I'm not practicing.
Yeah, I'm not confirmed either. Yeah. I'm Catholic. I definitely our upbringing, and I don't see anything wrong with my upbringing. And when that's challenged by somebody, whether they know me or not, it's kind of it that's where the feelings of not being attacked, but it's just like the language. There is a level I felt like a condescending tone, like you're not woke enough to be able to have multiple relationships, or you're not, you know what I mean? You're not, you haven't freed yourself yet to have multiple relationships. And that's how I took it, because I am monogamous. Mm-hmm. And I have no interest in polyamory in my life. So it's kind of, I mean, I think people give the same criticism to vegans, right? Because, and you know this, it's not a criticism of you or veganism in general, because I could see myself embracing that, but I can see the merits to why people are vegan, right? And so sometimes it can be like, oh, well, like, how could you do that? Or why are you doing that? You're not on this next level of awareness or next level of respect of all living, you know, whatever. So that's how I feel. It's like I haven't, it's approaching it as if me as a monogamous person, I haven't evolved yet to where this person is.
Interesting.
It's not a pleasant feeling.
That's ego.
What's ego?
That's the ego. When you allow people to impact your feelings with their words.
No.
Words are fake.
Words have meaning. Words absolutely have meaning. And I don't think it's ego.
You put a bunch of meaning into it. But the words on their face, what do they mean?
Right, but when you're speaking, you are relaying meaning. You're not just putting words out. Words on paper in any order don't have meaning. But if you're going to speak something out into the world, they have a lot of weight and meaning.
Like, I'll give you an example. When I was a kid growing up, people used to always be like, you're fat. And I would hate it. And now if somebody calls me fat, like, okay. And that doesn't lower my self-esteem.
But that word,
doesn't do
that word still
like,
has
I don't know.
Meaning.
Yeah.
You just have your own, like,
yeah, I have my own, what I'm giving it to it. So that's what I'm saying. Words. That's what I meant when I said they're fake. We give our own meaning to them. And so, like, when you talked about veganism, it's funny because I was thinking that when you were talking about animals and sex and physical, because you said, you know, we are evolved. And that's what I was thinking.
I mean,
we are evolved. We don't have to eat meat. we don't have to.
But we are evolved. We are evolved to the point where we're not living like we did as animals. I mean, I don't feel like that's something that can be refuted. We used to walk around, you know, naked or however, eating.
Oh, I know we're evolved. That's my argument, right. Is that we're so evolved that we don't even have to eat meat anymore. That's
sure.
What I was saying. I was just tying it back to the beginning.
I mean, okay.
You're getting crunk, girl. What's up?
No, but I don't know how to
express
it, because.
Use those words.
Well, here's my thing is, like I said, like I'm.
Is it uncomfortable, maybe?
No,
because I see you kind of like
squirming. It's not uncomfortable. I'm trying to be mindful of my words. Like I said, like I have, I can respect anybody's choice to live their life however they want to, as long as they're not hurting each other or themselves. That's my overarching thing. So I'm trying.
As long as they have a safe
word. Yeah, safe words are important. But I like, because it's not my life to live. That's where I'm coming from. But I am making.
So are you afraid of offending someone so you're not saying what you're trying to say?
Offending someone?
Are you trying to find the words?
Well, no, I'm just, what I'm saying is I'm monogamous, and I don't think that there is it feels like there's a judgment value there. And this is maybe a reverse on what, maybe it's a minority opinion if I'm having a conversation with a bunch of polyamorous people. So, maybe somebody who's coming into a conversation with a bunch of monogamous people and says, oh, I'm poly. They're going to be like, I don't know what you're doing, whatever. So that's how I felt on the reverse. I felt like
it's kind of
my monogamous choices were being questioned as, why do you do that? Like I didn't do it of my own will. I did it because I was programmed to do so. And, you know, I probably was programmed to do so, but I'm enjoying this. This is the life I have. I'm loving my life. But because I'm not living or understanding or accepting polyamory into my life doesn't mean that I haven't reached that level of awareness that allows me.
I would love to ask her. We could follow up and see if that's what she meant. Cause I just personally don't think she did.
I don't think she meant it that way. But the words that are used, there's a lot of buzzwords that are used. And a lot of things.
But why does deprogram, I mean, what does that mean to you?
It means that the choices I'm making are not my own. I've been made.
We just said we were born Catholic. We've been programmed, right? Program, what does programming mean to you, I guess? What does it mean? Let's see.
I don't know, because I don't know that I've been programmed. I mean, we live in a society. We live in a world, the structure of which is decided by whomever, but this is the world we live in. I'm living within this world. I don't know what more to say about that.
Because it just reminded me, it's kind of reminded me of a racial conversations. Like if I'm talking to someone who's not Black, or maybe, for instance, someone from Europe, or from someone who's not Black from Europe or something like that. And I'm talking about my oppression, and then they get offended. I'm like, this is not about you.
But
this
we were
about my oppression.
But we weren't talking about her oppression. We weren't talking about oppression.
But I think as a black person, that's a part of my story. So we could be talking about anything, and that will come into my story.
Well, maybe we need to splice in the words that she used so that it can give some context to what I'm saying, because it was it's a question of there was some discussion about, you know, your polyamory is about the capacity to love, and we have. The definition we were given was the ability to love many people. We love our parents. We love our children. We love our siblings. We love our friends. And to me, that didn't make any sense. Yes, we do love those people.
I said it.
You're on the same page as me as far as this goes. It didn't make sense. Yes, we do love those people. But you can't equate love of a sibling or a child or a parent to a romantic sexual love. So that definition or that argument in support of, I don't think it's an argument because we weren't having an argument, we're just having a discussion about what is this, you know, that explanation of polyamory doesn't hold water to me. It doesn't. I mean, I know we're capable of loving more than one person, but I am not capable of loving more than one person the way I love my husband, you know?
In life, like if anything ever happened in the future, 50 years from now, would you still be unable to love? Like, if you were no longer with your husband for any reason, would you still be able
I could
to
love
him?
It.
You can't
I, no, I feel like.
Oh, you mean not at the same
at
time?
At the same time. Yeah. Because
okay.
I've loved people before. It's not, you know.
Yeah. I have. I mean, I don't know what love is.
I don't think I have the capacity to have the love that I feel for my husband for multiple people at one time. That just doesn't seem like something I'm capable of. And anybody's capable of doing that. That's I guess the part that I'm struggling with is I don't think it is humanly possible to love and give attention to and nurture a relationship to thrive if you're doing it, if you're spreading yourself out. That's where I'm coming from, I guess. Maybe
I don't know. Do you watch any of those shows?
You know.
Yeah, do you watch any of those shows? Because I know for some reason I just don't get into them. The more reality ones that shows like actual couples and stuff or whatever.
I'm drawing a blank. Sister Wives, that one.
For some reason I can't watch it, and I want to know what inside of me makes me averse to watching it. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just not entertaining to me, but I can't I can feel it in my arm right now. It's something
really?
It's like I can't watch it, and I don't know why.
Does it turn you off? Like I can't upset you, or
I don't
you,
know.
Like,
or maybe I feel jealous. Like they're taking extra people, and I'm out here by myself.
I've watched those shows, and I think that's a different. I mean, that's polygamy, where you're married to multiple. Right, that's marriage. That's like a step.
I don't know if they're married.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched that. I love the idea.
I don't think, is that, that's not even legal.
It's not.
These were like
that's
not
bigamy,
in,
polygamy.
Anywhere.
Well, the ones that I've watched, I think I've watched Six Sister Wives, and I love the idea of just the communal feel. They all know about each other. They are all family. They are sister, you know, I'm putting in quotes, sister wives, you know, they support each other. When a new person comes in, it's a decision that they all, you know, make or whatever. I don't know. I do see the societal like issues with it, like one husband, multiple wives. Like obviously there's like a patriarchal thing going on.
Yeah. What's the opposite?
That's problematic. I have no idea. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Problematic. You said problematic.
Well, I mean, it's problematic.
I know you weren't talking about it.
You know, I'm the husband. I can have as many wives as I want. And I get you on Wednesday. Because that's literally how it was in the show. Wednesday nights, I sleep at this house with this person. On this, you know, and that to me doesn't feel good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, same. It doesn't make me feel good.
Don't schedule me in to be your wife on these days. You know what I mean? Like, and I know you're sleeping over at her house.
Yeah, and I feel like that's something, like that's, and this brings us right to a question I have that I still don't have an answer for. It's like, does it make me sad because I feel inadequate because now you're going with some other person and I don't have this time and now I'm by myself? Like, or do they feel like they're complete and so they're just so full of love that they just have so much to share?
I don't feel like that's possible. And that's maybe why.
But just because you don't feel that it's possible doesn't mean it's
right.
Not possible.
Well,
right.
Well, I can only speak from what my brain is telling me and what my experience has informed me. And what I'm saying is, and this was brought up in our interview as well, if you're with your boyfriend and you love him and he cheats on you, it has been something programmed in me, years of telling me, you don't allow that. That is not allowed. You do not bend to somebody who has disrespected you. You do not then open up your relationship and forgive that transgression and make it an open relationship if that's not what you wanted. So,
yeah.
And that's something that's hard because you want to hold on. Stay with me. I love you. Like, what can I do to make this work? Like, that's what women a lot of times are, because of the programming, because of the fairy tales, made to do. Like, let's fix this. I love you. I need you. You know, you have that. So it took years of programming and for me to learn and work on my value to say no. You cannot do that to me and get away with it. You cannot do that to me and still have me. You don't get to have me anymore because we were monogamous. So the idea of polyamory
is such a violation.
Now, it's
not
trust. And I think you can have that in polyamorous relationships too. If you are not open and communicating with me and we are in a polyamorous relationship, there's multiple people, you still, I would think it's a relationship and it's a respect thing. You should still be honest if you are you found somebody new to date. Right. I don't feel like polyamory is just a pass to do whatever. I think it's, you know, it's just multiple relationships. Like, I feel like you still have to treat it as you would a monogamous relationship. And that's why I feel like it's really hard.
So
it doesn't make sense to me. That's why it's hard for me to understand.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can have toxic polyamorous relationships just like you can monogamous relationship.
Right.
So yeah, for me, it's another thing we talked about was that whole primary thing and just the word primary. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I've been a second classes in a lot of times in my life, but it's just that wording has attachment. Just like we were saying, words are fake. That is a trigger one
Thank
for
you.
Me. That's one of my trigger words. It's like, I know I'm human. I admit I'm human. like it's a trigger word for me. And it's like, I don't like when I hear primary, it just immediately makes me think I'm secondary.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I know I'm not, but it's just like, that's been programmed into me. And so that's how I feel when I hear that word. I don't want to hear somebody say, I have a primary. I am the primary.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why.
If I'm with somebody, I'm the primary.
I'm the only.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Yeah, that's a good point. Primary
I am
and
probably
only.
Number one bitch when you got 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I am the only.
Yeah.
And if somebody thinks that's just my ego or my insecurity that's making me want to be the only, then that's just going to be what it is. I don't see it that way, but
for me, even being single, like I think I was scared to date because I didn't want to get dumped, but that's not how it works. You gotta kind of try to date and see what happens.
What do they say with
so
the lottery?
Like,
you can't win if you don't play, kind of thing. It's a slogan,
exactly,
right?
And so now I'm in the danger zone or past the danger zone, but yeah, I just can't, I'm finally comfortable with myself. I'm not trying to get myself out of anyone else, if that makes sense. Because I felt like a lot of times I was trying to figure out who I was through dating. Yeah. And so now I can say, well, I'm fine. If I can't find anyone, the cats and I will have a grand old time. And it's not like, oh, well, I just want to be with someone, anyone that, you know, so even if I have to be the third or the fourth in line, that's okay. I'll see you on Tuesday.
That doesn't feel good to me.
As I said that, maybe there's some people who are like, I like my independence.
Yeah.
But I still like to have, I don't want to go out and try to find somebody new. They have all these diseases out and everything. Ooh. So I know on Tuesday.
Don't talk about them diseases, girl.
I got, right? I'm like, I know on Tuesday I got my little date every Tuesday, right. You know, and I can just be my single self. Ooh, I'm trying to talk myself into it.
Yeah, but is that polyamory?
Yeah, that's the open relationship one. Remember, it said something like.
But you could be, that's just date. Like, that. We had this conversation, like, you can just date.
No, I mean for me, but I'm saying, like, if the partner had a primary.
Oh,
so if the partner
came and
had
hung
a
out
primary,
with you every
like,
Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confusing myself more I talk about this. This is an interesting subject.
To me, it's like, if it makes sense to you, do it. It does not make sense to me. I'm not going to do it. But I also don't like somebody.
You don't even have the option.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, who, me? I don't have the option? Oh, I mean,
to be polyamorous, you're married.
So? Don't people still do that?
But that's not you. That's
it's
what I
absolutely
meant.
Like, not me. But yeah. I don't think marriage has any bearing on whether or not you could be polyamorous. But we are not.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, how relationships actually broke apart because people tried it out. They tried to like partner with other people, like to spice up the marriage, and then boom.
I've never seen that successfully executed.
Same, yeah. And even with someone we talked to, they said the same thing, like it didn't work. So.
Yeah. I don't see how it could. If you enter, here's my thing. I think if you,
What? Oh, so I'm going to Google and see, I can see some examples if it works.
Well,
worked.
My thing is if you enter into relationships as a polyamorous person and you are upfront with it from the get-go, I think you'll have more success. This is my, hypothesis, my guess, more success in that relationship than if you enter into a relationship with someone monogamously and then later decide we're not going to be monogamous anymore. We're going to open the relationship up. I feel like it's very difficult to go from being just us two in this little bubble to now we're going to open up and let people in. You know, I feel like that's a hard adjustment to make, but if you entered into it open from jump, I think that the expectations don't have to be realigned. You know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that's
with
any
that's
relationship.
A good point.
If you enter it being open and honest about what your expectations are, what you're willing
that's
to
creepy.
Do, what
you said that, and as I'm reading some Reddit post, they said leave polyamory is based on open and honest communication. And it was an exact moment where you said open and honest.
I'm having one of those days.
It says your husband is a cheap. Your husband is a cheater who is incapable of that and will inevitably risk your health to get his rocks off. You don't magically become honest once you go poly. Wow.
And I think that if that were to happen, you would have the conversation before you acted on that, right? Like if you think, hey, I think I am poly, then you would go to your, respectfully, you would go to your significant other and say, I think this is what's going on with me. Let's talk about it. You wouldn't just go out and start doing stuff and then use it as an excuse after the fact.
That sounds like a manipulation. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds like a way to manipulate. Like, they probably know that person. And I'm not saying all people who are poly are like this, but I'm saying this person probably, the way they're writing, had low self-esteem and just wanted to save that relationship and just, you know, whatever they had to do to be with him. The fact that they had to go on to Reddit to ask that question. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot of layers there.
Well, there's that codependency stuff you were talking about going on to.
I've been there.
A site. Yeah. I mean, we all have. Go to a site and seek some kind of security or an answer for something that you already know, I'm sure. You know? You already know the answer to.
And you feel it. You can feel it in your gut. That's usually that gut check. And they're just trying to Like, you know you shouldn't. The person cheated and then they're manipulating you. And then they're going to still be doing that, but now you're just co-signing it and you're not happy. The fact that you're even asking, are you happy? Like, you can't force yourself into it. And you're gonna always, that's going to always be that underlying thing.
And I feel like that would be offensive if I was a polyamorous person. The people who are using it in a way to get them out of a sticky situation, it seems like. Like, if you are genuinely living your life and being ethically non-monogamous, right? I think that's what the important, like, that phrase troubled me for a while, but ethically non-monogamous versus just the people who are non-monogamous, you know, the cheaters, you know?
Yeah.
That's the ethical part, is the respect and the conversation and the understanding between all parties involved. And if you don't have that, then you're just a cheater.
Yeah. I mean, you see, I see them both, you know, like, you see, like, married.
Your detective skills. People who don't disclose.
It's just like, oh, but even people, like, people are out here in the open talking about unhappy in my marriage, looking for something, you know, because it's that boost. They need that boost.
That's terrible.
And so, like, when is it a boost and when is it, honestly, you just have so much love in you that, you know, I would love any resources or anything to understand more because, like we said in the previous chat, like, it's just, I just want to understand it better. And I think, like we were saying about those words having attachment, a lot of times you are vilified if you are unsure about something. Oh, you don't know, understand this, you're not open to other people. I'm open. This is my life and I don't understand. My brain is not clicking to help me understand.
Thank you.
I don't love my friend any less. Like, there's no difference. It's just I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But does that make me a bigot? No.
Okay. I wasn't calling you a bigot. Who's calling you a bigot? Dang.
I'm just talking. See? It's not you.
Well, we also, there was another point that you brought up that I thought was important. And I think it's a hard question to answer in any relationship, but whether or not these choices or this lifestyle, I still am kind of blurred on whether or not this is something you are or something that you can choose to practice. You know, like, is it something that you have an awakening to and say, you know what, all this time I am this, I'm embracing this, or, hey, I want to change the structure in which I have relationships, whatever. Anyways, but you were saying, do people who are polyamorous, are they coming from a place of abundance or a place of lacking? Do they have so much love that they're just able to love many people, or are they in need of something that they have to seek it from other people, from multiple people? And I think that's a point to kind of maybe get more information on. I'd like to talk to more people who are poly. Like, I feel like I don't, the examples I've had so far haven't been the best.
Yeah. And I've talked to people, like, I've matched with people who are poly. It never goes anywhere. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, did you see that? Did you read my profile? I'm like, no, I didn't even read it. I don't know what you said. Just like we were talking about before. But no, so I'll see it, you know, ethically non-monogamous. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, okay, you know, because like I said, I don't think I'm open, but let's talk. But it never goes anywhere, just like with everybody else. So it doesn't matter. I don't know. Am I doing that time wasting thing, or is it really, what would happen, like, if the opportunity came and that person, like, I sent you, I was thinking if I
today,
see them, I think when I sent them, when I went back to the app, I didn't see them. Yeah. If I see them again, I'll swipe right and just kind of, and
even,
if anything, it'll be research.
Yeah. You got to come back and let us know how that goes. If it does happen.
Yeah, but I just don't want to be, and I think that is the way, like, it's a part of my personality that I've always had, and it's a cynical kind of thought, but for me, it just makes me think, like, I don't want to be the fall guy, like, I don't want to be the backup plan, like, okay, let me
be.
Go have my fun,
you
but I got
be
you,
a backup
yeah,
plan.
I got you to be the backup plan, and so.
Like, wifey's out on business, and I'm bored, so can you come, you know, yeah, you know, that's not.
Yeah, I get it. Look, we don't have to meet just Tuesday this week.
Yeah. I think that's one of the secure, comforting things about monogamy is you're not. That's not a consideration or a worry that you should have, you know? I don't know.
And if you're having it, then there's some deeper issues.
Then you know there's a problem. Right. So
yeah.
How, yeah. I don't know. You look like you're about to say something.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, it's also, how do you know, like, I was on a chat, like, I was on Reddit, and I started talking to a guy, and he said he was coming to New York for business, and he wanted to meet up, and I was like, great. Met up with him. Cute guy, had an accent everything. I was
accent,
like,
what kind of
this
accent?
Is great. But I think English, and you know, paid for my wine. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
These days, yeah. can't even get a coffee these days. And then he, we went to a show, and he like,
so
we
date.
Just had a good
you
time,
a
laughing
date.
And talking. But was it a date? I don't know,
like,
because he never
date.
Asked. He never said it's a date. He never said it was a
what
date.
Else
he
call
said,
that?
"I am in town."
This is the dating stuff I don't understand about right now. That's a date to me.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I didn't know too, and I kind of got
excited.
You one
step away
we
from
had a
marriage.
Banter.
No.
We had a banter. Yeah. You know, he had his little, he had a little glasses on and stuff, and we were having a little banter. And you know me, I'm trying to stop, but. I got so excited. I was,
do?
Oh no, it was fine. You know, he left and he went on his way. Uh-huh. And then I was kind of like, I was kind of sad though. I said, oh, you know, because I thought it was a date. And so,
did you change numbers?
Never heard from him again.
Kind of...
No. And so, but we had the chat, you know, uh-huh. the Reddit chat. So I thought about him and I was like, oh, I'm just so curious about him. Uh-huh. Like I should have let it go. But
Girl.
Giving a dang TED talk, talking about, and then his heading was like,
you said it
proud
good.
Dad.
You set it up good because I didn't know what you're talking about, but I know exactly what you're talking about now.
I was so mad.
Married.
Like, wow.
Dang.
Like anytime it's a cute, intelligent, witty banter and everything, they're all, it's like that security. That's how I feel. It's like a security that allows you to know you have something to fall back on.
Mm-mm.
What a waste of time. I mean, thanks for the drinks. I was going to the show anyway, so.
Wow.
Live.
Yeah, live. I don't sing.
Yes, you do. That was beautiful.
Thank you. No. You know what? In having this conversation about polyamorous relationships, too, with a friend of mine, another thing that came up was how do children factor into this? Because there are marriages. Ooh. There are pregnancies happen, you know, things like that happen.
That sounds amazing. Free sitters.
So what happens? You know,
free sitters.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, not that, I mean, obviously that's a plus. Anybody with kids will tell you they will take a babysitter where they could take a babysitter. Okay. No, but just then you're talking about family dynamics and, what does your household look like? So that's just an interesting piece. I don't really have an opinion or a thought about it either way, you know, as long as you're taking care of the babies.
Yeah.
But I just wonder,
but that's
I wonder
thing,
how
that the
works.
Kids, like, I feel like if it's a community, like, and they're raising kind of like some of the
commune type thing.
There's a subset. Yeah, there's a subset of a church. It's not the Mormon church. It's I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's a subset, and the leader of it was, I think he was put in jail for a child abuse or something like
that.
Was
it that big bus they had a while ago? Like that branch or whatever?
It was, yeah, I think it was like one of those like Waco kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it,
like a commune, yeah.
And so now, yeah, there are just a few of them left, and they're holding on. Like the elder woman is holding on. He's still in jail. And so, or maybe he even passed away.
I feel like there's a lot of child abuse and stuff like that in that type of thing.
Yeah, they still wear the outfits and everything. And so now it's kind of like that polyamory that you were talking about earlier, because there is no...
Sister wives.
With his wives, they haven't moved on. Yeah, they have. They're just by themselves with each other. So that whole aspect of their life.
See,
is
I
gone.
Love that. I love. I mean, let me clarify before I just. I love the idea of raising kids and raising families together. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think I told you about the. I saw something with two single moms who were friends. I don't know where the fathers of the children were or what, but. They were in New York, and it's difficult, you know, it's expensive. It's hard to watch kids, you know, and if you're by yourself doing it, it's difficult. But if you have a best friend, they moved in together and they combined their households. They are not romantically involved at all, but they are a family. They've created their family and they are helping each other raise their kids. And I think that's beautiful. I feel like we don't do that enough. We don't help each other out enough and you know, help raise up our kids together and raise them right and know that they have more of a community to support them. So I thought, I like the idea of a commune. I don't like the idea of taking, you know, 13-year-old brides and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. That's what he was doing. And I think that's why he ended up going to jail.
I'm not about that.
But now, like, they're probably, what, 20 now? I don't know. But they can't ever marry anyone? They're starting to trickle out, I think. And so it's a very small group of people right now. But it's still very dedicated to each other now, and they're still dedicated because they are married in their eyes.
And it's a family.
They're dedicated to their husband while he's in jail. I forgot if they said if he gets conjugal visits.
Oh, Lord.
I think he tried to petition for it.
So he could make more babies?
I could be making that up.
Probably. No, but then the question comes around full circle. If you are polyamorous and have several relationships and say you've got children now introduced, obviously, they would be raised with the idea that polyamory is how relationships look, because that's what you're exposed to. So would that be programming your child? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
right?
It is.
But I don't know.
It's just a different word for raising, I think.
Yeah, but it has like, because it has a negative connotation. Like, you are programmed, which is like indoctrinated.
Like you can't think on your
own.
Right,
like we are making
you exactly.
This
that's
way,
what it is.
Where it's like, nobody told me to be monogamous. I just saw it, and this is how, and I have a physical desire to do that. I was
programmed to be monogamous. I mean, that's all you see. It's the way society promotes, outside of what National Geographic or these documentaries about cults and stuff. I really didn't get any exposure to it. So
me neither. I didn't get any exposure to anything but monogamy. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are also things that I got plenty of exposure to, and I wouldn't say I was programmed. I've made choices, you know, and I think as an adult, when confronted with the ability to, like, even when I was single, like you said, it doesn't feel, everything else aside, when it's just you and one other person alone, like, it doesn't feel good to be like, okay, I could do this with this many people. Like, I never was open to that or comfortable with that. So I don't know.
Like I said, I can't even, it's hard for me to date multiple people.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine. I mean, will that change? I don't know.
We shall see. Stay tuned.
What is that called? Where the woman has many different partners.
I'm Googling. Polyandry.
Yeah, I don't even know how to Google. Oh, polyandry.
Fraternal polyandry.
Yeah. Yes.
In which a woman is married to two or more men who are brothers. Oh, fraternal polyandry. Dang, that would be some whole nother stuff.
Is that considered poly? I'm just
kidding. Polyandry.
What about twins? Okay, I'm open to twins.
Oh my God, that's doing a lot.
Yeah, I'm open to twins.
But isn't that even weird to you that you would have to have a subsect of polyamory that's specifically called polyandry, which is where the woman is the one? Because it's so normal for the man to be the one with multiple, right? So, I mean, if we're talking about patriarchal structures, it's everywhere. It's not just in monogamy.
Yeah. It's programmed.
Right. But to say that monogamy is based in a patriarchal whatever, you know, and you look at polyamory.
Everything is.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean, you heard, so for context, further context, you heard it this about 100 times. I don't remember it. So I don't remember the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my editing process. Yeah.
Well, I guess this is a part one because we still don't really have any clarity.
Yeah.
So
and I guess also just as a focus, like, this is our first episode in February and we're trying to focus on different aspects of love for this month. So polyamory is one way to express your love and relate loving relationships.
Yes.
That's a little bit about us not knowing anything about polyamory.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, thanks for catching this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. New episodes drop weekly. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.